in Christ，
在基督里的基督徒信仰以及道成肉身。
To the Apostle John, stand or fall together.
对使徒约翰来说，不论这个是对还是错，都是紧紧关联的。
Why did John and other New Testament writers regard the incarnation as a fact of such high importance?
为什么在新约时代，约翰还有其他的使徒们把道成肉身这件事情看得这么重要了？
What was God's purpose for the eternal Son of God emptying himself of the glory he had?
为什么神让耶稣基督把他的荣耀完全的倒空？神的目的是什么呢？
Before the incarnation,
而且他这样做是在道成肉身之前，
and clothing himself in human flesh，
并且穿上了人的样式。
Philippians chapter 2 verses 5 through 7，
腓立比书第二章第五到七节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
The Bible has at least four answers，
圣经里面给了四个答案。
For why God the Son entered the human race，
为什么神的儿子要来到人间。
Which we commemorate at Christmas，
就是我们现在在圣诞节所庆祝的。
I will deal with two of theseReasons today，
在四个原因里头，我今天只讲两个。
And two next week，
然后下个礼拜还有两个。
So I guess you're getting half a sermon today，
所以今天你可以听到我半个信息。
If you want the full sermon， you better come next week，
如果你想把这个信息听全了的话，你下个礼拜还得来。
Reason number one，
第一个原因，
God became incarnate in Christ，
神道成肉身成为基督，
in order that he might die for sinners，
他就可以为罪人死，
and thus save them from their sins，
就可以把他们从罪中救赎出来。
The wages of sin is death，
罪的代价就是死。
Please quote Romans 6:23.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
And the experience of death involves the separation of the body from the spirit.
然后这个死的经历呢，就是我们人跟神的灵分开了。
Please quote James 2:26.
身体没有灵魂是死的，信心没有行为也是死的。
The eternal God could not die，
永生的神是不能死的。
Because he is pure spirit，
因为他是个灵。
Therefore, in order that God might experience the reality of death in all of its fullness，
因此呢，让神来经历一个完整的死亡过程，这个经验呢，
He had to become incarnate，
他必须道成肉身。
By clothing himself in a body of flesh and blood，
把自己穿上了人的肉和人的血。
God could not die，
神不能死。
But God incarnate could，
但是道成肉身的神可以死。
And he did，
他真的死了。
Only an incarnate God could be the savior of sinners，
只有一个道成肉身的神才能够成为罪人的救主。
Please quote 1 Peter 3, verse 18.
彼得前书三章十八节，因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。
Please turn to Hebrews chapter 1.
我们翻开圣经到希伯来书第一章。
Hebrews 1 describes the infinite glory of the second person of the Trinity.
希伯来书第一章讲到是神无限的荣耀，在三位一体里头的神。
Okay. Please quote Hebrews 1:1-4.
希伯来书第一章第一到四节，神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这个末世的时候借着他的儿子告诉我们，又早已经立他为承受万有的，他曾借着他创造了世界，他是神荣耀所发的光辉，是神本体的真相，常有他的全能的命令托住万有，他洗净了人的罪，就坐在高天至大者的右边，他所承受的名既然比天使的名更尊贵，就远超过天使。
He made the worlds.
他创造了世界。
He upholds all things.
他托住了万有。
Of him it is said in Hebrews 1:8, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever.
论到耶稣，希伯来书一章八节这么说，论到子却说，神啊，你的宝座是永永远远的。
But then in chapter 2,
但到了第二章的时候，
we see this glorious person made a little lower than the angels.
我们却看到这么一个荣耀的神却比天使要小一点。
Let's read Hebrews 2:9.
唯独见希伯来书二章九节，唯独见那成为比天使小一点的耶稣，因为受死的苦就得了尊贵荣耀为冠冕，叫他因着神的恩为人人藏了死位。
Why should the eternal Son who is above angels,
为什么一个永生的神的儿子他原来是高于天使的，
be made lower than the angels,
结果被矮在比天使还低的位置上呢？
The same verse tells us.
在同样的经节里面就告诉了我们。
He was made this way for the suffering of death.
他要这样神把他这样摆是为了要他受死的苦。
That he by the grace of God should taste death for every man.
叫他因着神的恩能够为人尝了死味。
It is impossible for anyone in this world to understand the birth of Christ.
对啊，在世上的每一个人，让我们来理解耶稣基督的诞生。
As an isolated event in history.
把耶稣诞生的事情看成是和别的事情不相关的事情是不可能的。
The goal of Bethlehem was Calvary.
伯利恒的目标就是格格他山上。
The incarnation of our Lord was the first historic step of the eternal Son of God, of the eternal God, on his solemn march to the judgment of the cross.
道成肉身就是我们的神他独自迈向十字架的审判的第一步。
The manger and the cross are inseparably joined.
马槽和十字架是不能够分开在。
In the redemptive plan and purpose of God.
在神的计划，在神的救赎目的里是两样不能够分开的东西。
And what God has put together, let no one separate.
神所结合的人手不能分开。
We have no right to gather people into our churches.
我们不可以把人请到教会来
merely to talk about the birth of Jesus.
只是跟他们讲耶稣基督的诞生。
The birth of Jesus cannot save the soul of anyone.
耶稣基督的诞生不能够拯救任何人。
I grew up in the Catholic Church.
我是在一个天主教的家庭长大的。
I was lost and in need of a Savior.
我当时很迷失，而我需要一位救主。
But the Church did teach that Almighty God came to earth as a baby.
教会呢，教堂呢，也教导耶稣基督来到世上是要做我们的救主。
Born of the Virgin Mary.
从童贞女生出来。
I believed that teaching to be a true fact.
我相信那一个故事是一个事实。
But I was still lost.
但是我仍然在迷失中。
Dead in my trespasses and sin.
死在我的过犯罪恶里。
Please read Ephesians 2:1 through 3.
以弗所书二章一到三节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那个时候，你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
I was living ultimately for myself.
我完全是靠自己在活着。
Just because I recognized the Bible to be a book that was true in its statements,
虽然我明白圣经所教导的都是事实，
that did not mean that I had repented.
但那并不，我明白圣经并不代表我已经悔改了，
or was a follower of Christ.
或是我是一个耶稣的跟随者。
Or was a saved individual.
或是我是一个得救的人。
It is not the preaching of the manger, but the preaching of the cross, which is the power of God unto salvation.
神大能的救赎的大能，并不是在于我们所听到马槽的故事，而是在于我们听到十字架的故事。
Please read Romans 1:16.
罗马书一章十六节。我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要叫一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人。
And also, let's read 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 3.
接着来看哥林多前书15章1到3节。弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音里面你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住，并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了。
We must tell people why he came.
我们必须告诉人家为什么他来。
To save sinners from their sins to save sinners from their sins by his death upon the cross.
我们一定要向来者说，基督耶稣死在十字架上，是为了拯救罪人从他们的罪中救出来。
He was born to die.
他的出生就是为了死。
Until we see this, we cannot communicate a life-saving message to anyone.
直到我们看清楚，我们如果没有看清楚这一点，我们没有办法把得救，真正得救的方式或原因去教导别人。
So by way of review, so the first reason that Jesus came was that God became incarnate in Christ in order that he might die for sinners and thus save them from their sins. The second reason God became incarnate was that he might share with people his own eternal life.
第二个原因，耶稣基督道成肉身来到世界上，就是他可以把他的永生来给予跟分享给各位。
At first thought, it might seem a simple thing for God to share his life with people.
一开始我们会觉得这是蛮简单的一件事情，天上的神把他的生命分享给世人。
Doesn't God's love owe life to everyone?
难道神的爱不是欠每个人一个生命吗?
Is he not the great giver?
难道他不是那最伟大的给予者吗?
Why did his bestowing of spiritual life have to wait for his incarnation by way of the virgin birth?
为什么他必须要经过道成肉身，然后经过玛利亚把他生出来，才能够把他的属灵的生命赐给我们呢？
Two verses from John's Gospel tell us why.
在约翰福音有两个地方可以说明这个原因。
Let us read John 10:10.
我们来读约翰福音第十章。 第十节，盗贼来，无非要偷窃、杀害、毁坏。我来了，是要叫羊得生命，并且得的更丰盛。We
all have probably read this verse many times.
我们可能已经读了很多遍。But
who among us has ever noticed the close connection that verse 10 has with verse 11?
有没有任何人有注意到？ 这第十节跟第十一节之间是有关联的。
Let us consider them together.
我们一起来看这两节。I
am come that they might have life.
我来了，他们可以有生命。But
how is this life of God made accessible, made obtainable to sinners?
但是这个爱如何能够毫没有阻碍的可以让罪人得到呢？
The answer, I am the good shepherd.
答案就是我是好牧人。
The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
好牧人为羊舍命。
The divine shepherd must first give his life for the sheep.
一个好的牧人必须先为他的羊舍命。
In order that he may give his life to the sheep.
他为羊舍命，他才能够把生命给羊。
The way of life for us was the way of death for him.
我们要得到生命的途径，就是要借着他的死。
Let us trace the connection between the incarnation of God and abundant life for sinners.
让我们来看看，来追溯一下，在道成肉身的神和丰盛的生命，在罪人里面能够得到丰盛的生命，这两个之间的关联。No
incarnation, no death on the cross.
没有道成肉身，就没有在十字架上的死。
No death, no atonement for sin.
没有死就没有救赎。
No atonement, no abundant life for sinners.
没有罪的救赎，就没有罪人丰盛能得到丰盛的生命。
There's another verse, John 6:51.
约翰福音第六章五十一节，我是从天上降下来生命的粮，人若吃这粮。 就必永远活着。我所要赐的粮就是我的肉，为世人之生命所赐的。
The Lord Jesus Christ said that.
主耶稣说的这个话。
Have you ever noticed that God the Father is never called the bread of life?
你们有没有注意到天父从来没有被称为是生命的粮？
Nor is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵也没有这样被称呼过。
Only the second person of the Trinity is named the bread of life.
只有在三位一体中第二个位格的耶稣被称为是生命的粮。
And he is named this only after he enters the world by virgin birth.
而且他被称为生命的粮，必须在他借着童贞女生在世上之后才这样称呼他。
Why?
为什么呢？
Let us read on.
让我们啊继续读。
And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.
我所要给，我从天上降下来生命的粮。
This is the reason why the Lord points to himself alone as the bread of life.
这样，这就是神，耶稣为什么指着他自己说他是生命的粮。
Only an incarnate God could give his flesh in atoning death for the world.
只有一个道成肉身的神可以给为这个世界给予这种能够救赎的对救赎对死亡能够有救赎。
No incarnation, no death.
没有道成肉身就没有死亡。
No death, no atonement.
没有死亡就没有救赎。
No atonement, no bread of life for dying men.
没有救赎对一个死人来说就没有生命的粮。
Without a God made flesh, no eternal life for sinners.
如果神没有成了肉身来到我们当中，罪人就无法得到永生。
I hope these thoughts will help us have a greater appreciation of what was happening on Christmas.
我希望我今天所分享的能够让大家对这个圣诞节有更多的感恩之心。
There's more to tell than just a baby being born and being laid in a manger.
圣诞节不只是讲到一个婴孩生出来，也不是只是讲到马槽。
He did not stay a baby.
耶稣没有一直只是一个婴孩。
He grew up and saved people.
他长大了，而且救了人类。
Next week we'll consider more of why he, the God of the ages, became a human being.
下个礼拜我们会再继续谈这从亘古以来而有的神如何成为人。
Thank you very much.
谢谢各位。